In this bulletin, Scott Morrison commits another $20.2 million to the Sporting Schools program. China responds to Peter Dutton's comments about the Chinese intelligence ship off the coast of WA, and world number ones Iga Swiatek and Novak Djokovic through to the semi-finals of the Italian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced $20.2 million to expand the Sporting Schools program. The $400 million initiative is designed to help schools increase children's participation in sport and connect them with community sports opportunities. The extra funding targets students in years 9 and 10 and will get another 700,000 kids involved in the program, increasing participation to 2.9 million students. Mr. Morrison says the program is about health and making friends.
Now, this program is really important. We want our kids to grow up with a healthy lifestyle. They don't all have to be great sporting champions. They just got to get out on the field. They've just got to be there with their mates. They've got to have that experience because it's what builds lifelong friendships. I know that from my own experience.
China has responded to Defence Minister Peter Dutton's comments about a Chinese intelligence ship travelling off the coast of Western Australia. Mr. Dutton had called the mission unprecedented and an aggressive act. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Xiao Linjian says China has not broken international law. I'm not aware of the specific circumstances about the episode you're addressing. What I want to tell you is that China has always abided by international law and practice. The relevant Australian politician should look at the relevant developments objectively and calmly and not use frightening words just to cause alarm. United States Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin has called for an immediate ceasefire and end to the conflict in Ukraine. It follows a phone call between Mr. Austin and Russia's Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu, the first they've had since the invasion in February. Mr. Austin says he's emphasised the importance of maintaining communication. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby has provided details of the call and says the war has altered the security of Europe.
The secretary knows that the security environment has now changed based on what Mr. Putin has done. And so we expect that we're going to have to take a look at the permanent footprint in Europe and make an assessment about that, you know, in the future. But there's nothing in the offing right now.
United States Democrats have gathered on the steps of the Capitol to oppose the anticipated Supreme Court ruling on abortion. The Roe v. Wade decision protecting women's right to abortion could be overturned and could lead to restrictions on abortions imposed by particular states. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says Republican support for limiting abortion rights is an attack on women's access to health care and a possible precursor to bans on contraception and same-sex marriage. California Representative Barbara Lee had an abortion at the age of 16 in what she's described as a back alley clinic in Mexico. Ms. Lee has called the potential ruling extreme.
It's personal for me because I know firsthand what being denied access to legal abortion looks like. I have personally experienced the fear, the stigma, the trauma, the despair of being denied the care that you need. I know what it's like to have your medical decisions criminalized, to be forced to travel for the care that you need, and to see your future hang on the decisions of politicians rather than doctors.
North Korea has reported 21 new deaths and more than 174,000 people with fever symptoms amid its first COVID-19 outbreak. It brings the total death toll to 27 and more than 524,000 fever cases, though state media has not confirmed which of these are COVID infections. North Korea imposed nationwide lockdowns on Thursday after confirming its first virus cases since the start of the pandemic. The country doesn't have a vaccination program. And briefly in tennis, Polish player Iga Swiatek and Novak Djokovic have both made it through to the semi-finals of the Italian Open in Rome. Well, now the weather. Perth, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 22. Melbourne, a shower or two, 20. Hobart, showers, 18. Canberra, showers and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, showers and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.